Blog Talk Radio.
What a mighty God we serve. He is the Almighty King. He is the Lord of Lords. Do you know his name? Yes, Jesus. He's Almighty. Jesus is the one. Jesus. Jesus in the morning. Jesus in the afternoon. Jesus in the nighttime. He is an amazing God. And guess what? He allow us to serve him. He died for you. And the way he died was just, oh, my God. Oh, my. No words can express. But he died a cruel death on the cross because he said, I know Sister G gonna sin, so I'm dying ahead of time to cover her sin so that she can have forgiveness. Isn't that amazing? He's an amazing God. He is the Almighty God. He's the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, and he is an amazing Father. You know, they're three in one. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. So Jesus and God are in heaven, and the Holy Spirit is guiding us every day. He said, I order your steps. The steps of a good person are ordered by you. So on this second day of February 2023, God is ordering your steps. He's ordering my steps. He's ordering the people's steps all over the world, Asia, Africa, Antarctica, Australia, North America, South America, and Europe. He's ordering his children's steps, and he's ordering your steps. But you got to keep your eyes fixed on him. Don't look to the left. Don't look to the right. Keep your eyes straight on him, so he can lead you. Don't fear. He said, be courageous and bold, not fearful. Fear is not of God. So we refuse to be fearful. And this day and hour, we're going to trust in God like never before. Trust and obey. That is the way. So we thank you that our God is amazing. He's an incredible God. Nothing. I don't care what you think. Nothing. Nothing, not one thing is impossible to our God. So I say good afternoon to you. Today is Wednesday, February the 1st, 2023. It's a day we've never seen before. No, no, no. We've never seen this day before. So we are great. We saw yesterday, but today is a new day. Yeah, new things are happening in the atmosphere for God's children. Those, you know, he reigns on the just as well as the unjust. Yeah, you know, the disobedient and the obedient. He reigns on us. But guess what? He blesses the obedient. Yes, he does. He's so faithful. He blesses our obedience. He loads us up with benefits every day. He don't miss. Oh, no, he's not like us. He don't sleep. He don't slumber. He does not forget your name. Guess what? He knows your address. Even if you forget it sometimes, he knows the direction you're going to go in. When you turn your vehicle, he is already ahead of you. He's already with you. Wherever you go, he's faithful. He's a mighty God, a holy God, a righteous God, a faithful God. You may try to let go of him, but he's never going to let go of you. So like I said, he's amazing, and nothing is impossible to him. He created the whole earth in 6 days. Do you know anybody else can do that? I don't. Mm-mm. And then, you know, he's brilliant now. He has sense enough to rest. We try to go like the ever-ready bunny. You know, we try to go, 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 go. And then we fall out, and then we don't feel good. And we wonder why. Because we're doing too much. If God rested, you know we got to rest. Yeah, he created the earth in 6 days. And he's so brilliant, he took a rest. He rested on the sixth day that he made human beings. And the one thing he repented of, the only thing, is that he made man. Now, you know we need to straighten up in the earth realm. We got to be pleasing to him. We got to trust and obey. The song says, trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy. Jesus. We got to be happy in Jesus. I don't know about you, but I want to be happy in the Lord. That other stuff is temporary. You know, it's not even happy to tell the truth. You know, we're talking about joy. The Bible talks about the happiness as joy. And, you know, our scripture today is found in Psalm 57:10. For thy mercy is great unto the heaven, and thy truth unto the clouds. You know, when it's too dry outside and the ground looks like it's parched, he's going to send the rain. But guess what? Sometimes the rain gets shut up. Yep, so we got to call on the mighty name of God. We got to say, Abba, come rain. And, you know, sometimes we don't always like rain, but it's for our benefit. It cleanses the earth. Yes, it does. Rain cleanses the earth. You ever smell it after it rained, the grass? Oh, it smells so fresh. God has a plan for everything, everything on the earth, the planets, the stars, the moon, the earth, everything. The sun, you know, the sun. Guess what? We need sunlight. It's strength in the sun. You ever just feel like so downcast? And you go out in the sun, you get so joyous. You go like, yeah, the joy of the Lord is my strength. Because the sun, it just brightens our day. And the sun has vitamin D. You don't feel like buying vitamin D. Go out in the sun. You don't even have to pull the weeds up. You can just look at the birds that's flying by. You can look up at the sky and look at the clouds. God made it. Yes, he did. He made all of that. So, you know what? We got to praise him for everything he did, everything he's done. He made the clouds, the sun, the moon, the stars. Oh, yeah, he made Earth. You know, those other planets we can't breathe on. We keep trying to go there in a suit, but we got to have oxygen. Yeah, you know, we got to have oxygen to go there. But guess what? On the Earth, we don't need no oxygen. It just comes automatically in us. God is so great. He thought of everything. He said, now we got to praise him. How often? I know. Praise him in the morning. Praise him in the afternoon. Praise him at night. Even when you don't feel like it. Just pray. You could be laying there saying, oh, Lord, my head is throbbing. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that you are my God. Oh, I thank you, Lord, that you rescue me. I thank you, Lord God, that you are a healer. Move my headache, Lord, whatever it is. We could tell it. Praise is comely for the upright. You know the righteous people, the people who, you know, doing the right thing. They ain't perfect. No, no, no. No perfect one. He's the only perfect one. Good people cheer God. Right? Living people sound best when they praise him. Today is our own family member day, you know, to sing. So we have with us today. Yeah, you know she's faithful. Sister Mary Nichols. She is a faithful worshiper, praiser of the Most High God. So she's going to sing a song of praise today. You know she got that beautiful voice. She know how to sing praises to the Most High God. She honors God every day. She know, you know, she know where her help coming from now. She knows that her help coming from the Lord. So we thank God for Sister Mary from Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. I've never been there, but maybe God will bless me with a trip to go there one day. Good afternoon, yes. Sister Mary. How?
Good afternoon. It's a beautiful, cold day in Oklahoma.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. It's warm.
We need some
You may build great castles, cathedrals large or small. You can build skyscrapers grand and tall. You may conquer all the failures of the past, but only what you do for Christ
Christ will last. That was just awesome. Magnificent. Oh, my God. Oklahoma don't know what they got. Oklahoma City don't know the wonderful woman of God they have there. Foster. Thank you so much. Hallelujah. So we're going to go to Jackson, Mississippi. There's another wonderful, mighty woman of God in Jackson. She knows the Lord's name. But he know her name, address. He know everything going on in Jackson. So I thank God for each of you today. We're going to call on Sister Lanny McBride, Minister of Music. Oh, yeah, she sings praises every day to the Father. Good afternoon, Sister Lanny. How are you?
I'm doing fine, Sister G. How are you doing? I need to ask you, did I sing Purpose last week?
It don't matter if you sing it yesterday.
I want to sing it again. That's
you
what I want to know.
Again.
It's in my heart to sing it again.
All right.
Help me to know your purpose. Help me to know your plan. Get me in position. Father, if only you can. I know that you're the Father. I am the clay. Take me and shape me. I desire only your way. Your power, your way, your power.
only your way. I'll only say who I am. When I get ready to make my confession, I'll only say who I am. I'll only speak when I remember God is. God is. God is. My designer, my purpose is. Help me to know your purpose, Lord. Help me to know your plan. Get me in position. Father, if only you began. I know that you're the potter. I am the clay. Take me to shape me. I desire only your way, your power alone, your way, your power, only your way. I'll only say who I am. That's my confession, God. Whatever you said in your word, that's who I am. And I'll only speak my word when I remember God. My salvation, yes, is God. My hope and my peace, that's who you are, Father. My forgiver, my comforter, Lord. My deliverer, God. Ooh, no. I'll only say who I am when I remember who God is. Who God is. God is, oh my peace, that's who he is, my purpose, my designer, that's who he is.
You all right? Hope you're taking a little water.
I took it in my throat.
Yes.
Amen.
Drink a little water.
I'll only speak.
Amen.
When I remember the report of the Lord of who I am.
Man, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Father, we thank you, God. Oh, my God. We have two songsters on here with us. I just thank God for you all. Sister Mary Nichols and Sister Lanny McBride. Oh, those were beautiful songs. Oh, my God. The joy of the Lord. The joy of the Lord. The joy of the Lord. I thank God for you all coming on. Thank God for those wonderful songs y'all sang. Oh, my God. He is the potter, and we are the clay. And sometimes when he's shaping us, we got, ah. We go, ah. It hurts. But I thank God that he knows when we need shaping. Don't always feel good. Amen, amen. God, we're asking him to order our steps in his word. You know, we could get distracted, sidetracked, off focus, but when he orders our steps in his word, we are focused on the word from Genesis to Revelation. I thank God for the word. Well, I'm going to ask Sister Marion from Jacksonville, Florida, if she will pray for the senior citizens and for their families. I talked to Sister Gloria Dean today. She is out the hospital. She had pneumonia, but God is strengthening her body. You know he's the healer. Yes, he is. And I didn't talk to Sister Vivian, but we communicate like on WhatsApp. We text each other on WhatsApp. And she sent me some beautiful pictures of her with some children the other day. And, you know, she said, oh, my God. She said, I would love to be there. I wish I could just email myself over there where she is in India. So remember to pray for her, Sister Marion, and, you know, all the senior citizens all over the world.
Heavenly Father,
doing?
I come I'm fine. Heavenly Father, I come before you this morning, Lord God, on the strength of my own. I pray right now and ask in your son Jesus' name that you cover all of the senior citizens. I pray that you cover our sister as she's doing her evangelistic work out of the country, Lord God. Protect her, watch over her, order her steps, and direct her path right now, Lord God. Cover up all hurt, harm, and danger right now, Lord God, and enemies and diseases right now, Lord God. I pray for our other senior citizens, Lord God, the ones that are in nursing homes, the ones that are in a hospital, the ones that are at home right now, Lord God. I pray healing anointing over their bodies right now, Lord God. And I just thank you right now, Lord God, for allowing us to be the age that we are. There are so many that don't reach the age to become a senior citizen. So I thank you, God, for your grace. I thank you for your mercy. And I thank you for covering us right now with your blood right now, Lord God. I thank you for protecting us, Lord God. Continue to watch over us right now, Lord God. Cover us from any falls right now, Lord God. Any abuse right now, Lord God. Anybody trying to take advantage of us, Lord God. You cover us from all of that right now in the name of Jesus. Touch our minds, Lord God. Let them be focused on you, Lord God. Let them be sharp and crisp in your word right now, Lord God. Bring your word back to our remembrance, Lord God. Help us to remember your scriptures and your word right now, Lord God. Just cover us. Protect us right now, Lord God. Let the people that are watching over us and taking care of the senior citizen, don't let them abuse them. Let them treat them right, Lord God, and take care of them because they're not able to do for themselves right now, Lord God. So I pray for the caregivers, Lord God, that they have patience, love, and understanding when they're dealing with the senior citizens right now, Lord God. Lord, I thank you right now, and I praise you right now, Lord God, for allowing us to see the age that we are. I bless your name right now, Lord Jesus. I magnify your name, and I lift you up right now, Lord God. And I thank you in no other name but your son Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. And I tell you what, we got the right people on here. We have the psalmists and the prayer warriors. Thank you so much, Sister Marion. That was an awesome prayer. We thank God for you. Well, it's scripture search time. You know, I know y'all got your Bibles ready. I know Caleb got hers ready. Everybody get your Bibles ready. We ready. Do scripture search. I thank God for all of you on here today. You all are blessing me so much. Thank God for all of you. Thank God for blessing you and your families. You know, he's a good God. He's a mighty God, and he is the mighty I am. We thank God for what he's doing in us. Yep, he's doing great things in us. We may not even know it sometimes, but he does. He does great things in his children. He didn't just drop us down here on the earth and leave us, but he takes care of us. He is our provider, our healer. He does everything for us. We just don't know it. You know, we be praying for things. We want it instantly. I want, Lord, right? You know how we like two-year-olds, and they want everything right now. They be beating on the table when they want to eat. You know, they be screaming when they want this. They want it right now. They'll fall out in the floor if they can't have it. But, you know, we're mature. So I thank God in the name of Jesus. So, you know, we got to do what we got to do. We got to continually praise the Lord because we're upright and we belong to the Father. So we got to give him praise and thanksgiving. He's a wonderful Father. So our first scripture today is we're going to be talking about thoughts, wise thoughts. So the first scripture is from the Old Testament. So listen to the scripture. It's in one of the books of poetry. Yes, it is. One of the books of poetry. You know the books of poetry. You don't, you better start writing them out, memorizing them. It says, we have thought of thy loving kindness, O God, in the midst of thy temple. We have thought of thy loving kindness, O God, in the midst of thy temple. Where is that found? It's in one of the books of poetry. Old Testament. You know, we don't have any books of poetry in the New Testament. But you know what? Y'all can write. Sister Lani, she wrote some books of poetry, some books of wise things. I thank God for those books she sent me because they are, you know, different books. Yep. So we got writers on here, songsters on here. We got people of God on here. So she wrote one book called Have Seed Will Prosper. And she sent them to me. Isn't that awesome? Lani Stan McBride, Have Seed Will Prosper. So that scripture I was reading for y'all is, we have thought of thy love and kindness, O God, in the midst of thy temple. You know how we do it. State your name and read it. Don't wait for everybody else. Don't wait. Don't
Sister
wait.
Lady.
Come on.
Okay. Sister Lady, Psalms 48:9. We have thoughts of thy love and kindness, O God, in the midst of thy temple.
Amen. Amen. That's awesome. Thank you. That was correct. All right, we're talking about wise thoughts, so we got to think about God morning, noon, and night. I thank God for this author, this wise author, Sister Lani McBride. She's a musician, lives in Jackson, Mississippi. I'm looking at her book right now, Have Seed Will Prosper. Yo, you know, what we sow, what we plant, we go sow good seed, good seed. So our next scripture is, I thought on my ways, turned my feet unto thy testimony. That's in the Old Testament. It's in the books of poetry as well. I thought on my ways and turned my feet unto thy testimony. Where is that found? State your name and read it. I thought on my ways and turn my feet unto thy testimony. Where is that found? Poetry. I thought on my ways and turn my feet unto thy testimony. You know God's ways are higher than ours. His thoughts are higher too. That's why we got to think on good things like he told us. Yep. Whatever's true, whatever's, you know, honest, whatever's a good report. We got to think on those things. I thank God today. I thought on my ways and turned my feet unto thy testimony. Y'all gonna wake up. What's up? I know y'all not taking a nap. Wake up. Wake up. Wake up. I thought on my ways and turned my feet unto thy testimony. Where is that scripture
from? Yes. Okay. Mary, Psalms 119, number 59. I'm sorry, 119.
Yes. That's right. Go.
59. Thou art my portion, O Lord. I have said that I would keep thy word. I entreated my favor with my whole heart. Be merciful unto me according to thy word. Finally, I got it. Oh, I thought on my ways and turned my feet unto thy testimony.
Amen. That's it right there. Thank you so much, Sister Mary. All right, next scripture. Thoughts of the righteous are right, but the counsels of the wicked are deceit. Where is that scripture found? All right, that's another one in the books of poetry. The thoughts of the righteous are right, but the counsels of the wicked are deceit. Oh, my God, we want to have righteous thoughts, not deceitful thoughts. Righteous thoughts. Where we get our counsel from? The Almighty. He's a good counsel. You ever seen children trying to counsel each other? Oh, my God. They're going to both fall in the ditch. We got to get our counsel from the Father. He's a mighty counselor. The all-wise, almighty God. The counselor, prince of peace. Mighty God is he? You know that scripture. So this one says, the thoughts of the right, right, but the counsels of the wicked are deceit. State your name and read the scripture.
Mary, the Proverbs 12 and 5.
That's correct. Go ahead, read it.
Well, okay. The thoughts of the righteous are right, but the counsels of the wicked are deceit.
All right. Amen. Yep. Okay. Just when you find the scripture, just state your name and read it. All right. This next scripture. Now, this is not in the books of poetry. This is in the epistles. For I say, through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly according to God, according as God has dealt to every man a measure of faith. Where is that found? For I say, through the grace given to me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God has dealt every man the measure of faith. Where is that scripture found? State your name and read it. For I say, through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly according as God had dealt every man the measure of faith. Where is that found? It's in one of the epistles. And then we have one more after this one. Where is that one found?
And it reads, for I say, through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God has dealt to every man the measure of faith. Romans, the 12th chapter, the 3rd verse.
Thank you, Esther. Amen. Amen. That's awesome. Thank you, Esther. All right, last scripture. Everybody should be reading this one. This next one coming up. Finally, brethren, that's one of the epistles. Finally, brethren or sisters, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of a good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things. Hallelujah. Where is that? Everybody ought to be saying that one. I know we all know that one. Where is the phone? We got one more after that. I thought that was the last one. We got one more after that one. Where is that one found? Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are lovely. Somebody got it? Say it your name and read it. Whatsoever things of a good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. We're talking about wise thoughts today. You know how to think wise. Think on the word of God. That's the wise thoughts. We think on channel 4, channel 6, or we think on, you know, AM, FM, No. We got to think on the word. That's where the wise thoughts come from. Finally, brethren. Come on, y'all know that scripture. That's a familiar scripture. You learn it when you stop.
Sister Lane, Philippians 4, the 8th verse. Philippians 4, the 8th verse. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things.
Amen. We learned that when we were children, huh? All right, this next scripture, this is the last one. I thought that one was the last, but this is the last one. Let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus. Where is that? That's another one we know. Let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus. I know we've been thinking, I know that scripture. Where is it? I know it. Where is it? Look for it. Let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus. Oh, my God. We got the mind of Christ. We okay.
After Philippians, the second chapter, the fifth verse. Let
yes, ma'am.
This mind be in you. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus.
Amen. Awesome. All right. We're finished with scripture search. We're about ready for the word. So I need you all to get paper and pen, write out scriptures. I got some scriptures for y'all to write down. Let me see. You know, the first scripture speaks. Revelation 7:14. Who wants to read that one? Revelation 7:14. Who wants to read that one?
Mary.
Thank God for Sister Linda being on here. She isn't talking today. She may be at an appointment or something. But we thank God for you, Sister Linda, being on with us. All right. Have another scripture. This one's in Revelations also, but it's Revelation 19:16. Who wants to do that one?
Sister Marion.
Sister Marion. All right, next scripture. Philippians 4:8. Who wants to read that one? Philippians 4:8. Finally, people of God. Y'all know what it says. We just read
it. I'll read it 4:8. Esther. Yeah.
Philippians 4:8. Okay, good. All right. Now let me see what the next scripture is. Deuteronomy 16:20. Deuteronomy 16:20. Who wants to read that one?
Sister Julia.
All right. Thank you, Julia. Thank you for being on with us. I thought it was Sister Linda, but Sister Julia. Thank you, Sister Julia. I appreciate it. All right. Okay, now the next scripture, 1 Peter 1:22. Who wants to read that one? 1 Peter 1:22. Write it down. Don't try to memorize it. 1 Peter 1:22. Wants to read that one.
Mary.
Hello. Mary, okay. All right. So I will read the rest of them. We're going to get started now. So here we go. You can mute your phone until it's time for you to read. I'll call on you. Okay, so our message today is the box that we need to think out of, the box that we need to think out of. So a box is a container that holds things. We all have a so-called box, so to speak, the way we think. Our brain is a container of thoughts. Where do we get those from? From our fathers and mothers. That's called the family box. So the title of our message is The Box We Need to Think Out Of in 2023. All right, the box we need to think out of in 2023. So we talked about the family box. Now, the way our friends think, that's called the friendship box. All right, if we have a job, we go to work, that's called the job box, you know. And we go to the doctor, that's called the doctor box. And then, you know, another box is our Jesus box. That's the word of God. That's what we think, the word of God. Our family box is where we learn our early thoughts. We learn by the way our mothers and daddies and sisters and brothers thought. So which box are you thinking out of daily? Family box, your job box, your neighborhood box, your friend box, your church box. Woo, we got a church box. All right. So the title of our message, The Box That We Need to Think Out Of in 2023. Jesus' box is the box we should think out of if we truly gave our lives to Jesus, to be the Lord of our lives. You know, a two-year-old, they try to do it themselves. I do it. But no, I don't know about y'all, but I tried to do it too much myself and got myself in trouble. So I have to depend on the Jesus box, thinking out of his box. I be thinking out of my brain. I say, so-and-so, they good in this. Let me call them. But when I call them, they go like, I don't know. So I got to call on Jesus. Get in his box. You know, get his box in my brain. So Jesus, we gave our lives to him. We got to start thinking out of his box. We can't think out of the mom and daddy box no more, out the sister, brother box no more, out the job we work on. You know, there's a job lingo. Nurses have a job language they speak. Doctors have a job language they speak. When you work on, you know, you're teaching, you got a teacher, you know, language you speak. And then, you know, your neighbors, they speak a certain way too, your neighbors. And then your friends, they speak a certain way. And then the church, you speak a certain way. You know, most people know the church language. They got it down pat, even if they don't live it. They got it down pat. They know when to say praise the Lord. They know when to say hallelujah. They know when to say amen, even if they're not in agreement with it. They know the right words to say, right? So today, the box we need to think out of in 2023, that's the Jesus box. So, Sister Mary, all right, you have Revelation 17:14. You know, the Lord means something, someone having authority, influence, or master. That's what Lord means, the Lord of our lives. We gave the Lord our lives. We're letting him know that he has authority over our lives. So when he tells us something, we ain't going to say, no, Lord, that ain't true. No, Lord, I can't do that. No, I don't want it. No. When we gave him our lives, we were saying yes to Jesus and no to the devil, no to the enemy. The enemy be trying to talk to us, you know, like he talked to Eve. He tricked her out of her whole home. Don't let the devil trick you out of your home in heaven. No. He'll try to do it. He'll say, now, this is what God said. All right, Sister Mary, Revelation 17:14.
Okay. Yes. And I said to him, sir, you are the one who knows. Then he said to me, these are the ones who died in the great tribulation, washed their robes in the blood of the Lamb, and made them white.
Is that Revelation 17:14?
Oh, 17. I'm sorry. Seven. Yeah. Seven. Okay.
Yeah. 17. Now let me know if my phone goes in and out sometime. Go ahead, Sister Mary.
17:14
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Okay. Sorry about that. No problem. Okay. They will wage war against the Lamb, but the Lamb will triumph over them because he is Lord of lords and King of kings. And with him will be his called, chosen, and faithful followers.
Amen, amen. Yep, that is the correct scripture. Thank you so much. Yes. These shall make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them, for he is the Lord, the King of kings, and they that are with him are called and chosen and faithful. We thank God for, you know, he's a mighty God now. Oh, my God. He's an awesome God. All right, we got Sister Marion from Jacksonville, Revelation 19:16 We're thinking, and remember we're talking about Jesus, and we're talking about a box we need to think out of in 2023. We, you know, we were brought up thinking about the family box, how what our mom and daddy taught, how our sisters and brothers taught. And then when we work, think on the job box. And then we think, you know, like we talk to our neighbors, we think of the neighborhood box, our friend box, the church box. You know, I was telling you, you got it all down pat. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. We know all of that, whether we mean it or not. But today, we got to think out the Jesus box. All right, Sister Marion?
Revelation 19:16 And he has on his venture and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
Amen. Amen. He got it written on his thigh now. You know that's an awesome God. On his vesture and on his thigh. Yeah, he's a mighty God, a holy God, a righteous King. And I thank God every day, for he is the Lord God that we need in this day and time. The box that we need to think out of in 2023 is the Jesus box. So Jesus box includes purity. Sister Mary, you have that one, 1 Peter 1:22
Now that you have purified yourselves by obeying the truth, so that you have sincere love for each other, love one another deeply from the heart.
Amen. I love that. Thank you so much. Yes, that's how we got to love each other, from the heart. We don't want fake love. You know, we be hugging somebody and frowning behind their back. No, we got to be pure in heart. Yeah, we got to pure. Make sure our souls are purified. How? How do we purify our souls? By obeying the truth. That's in the Jesus box. The truth is in Jesus box. Yeah, we got to love each other with pure heart. All right. So the next one is the Jesus box includes a deeper life. That's 1 Corinthians 2:10 You can write these scriptures down if you like. But God has revealed them to us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth. Listen to this. The Spirit searcheth all things. Yea, the deep things of God. That's what we got to look for, the deep things of God. The Bible says deep calleth unto deep, even at the noise of the water. So we walked in the shallow water when we were first, you know, babies in Christ. But now we got to walk in the deep, and the water is not going to come over our head. In other words, we're going to understand the word of God when we read it. When you get in the deep, when you're first a baby, you go like, what's Psalm 23 mean? The Lord is my shepherd. Who is my shepherd and what does he do? Yeah, but now we're in the deep. So we know that he's our shepherd, that he is the good shepherd and we're his sheep and he watch over us morning, noon, and night. And, you know, we get off the path, he used that rod, that staff, and he pulls us back on. And we go like, ouch, because we done slipped off the path like dumb sheep. But now we're knowledgeable. So we got to keep it moving. 17, let me find that real quick. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 17. I'm going to read through 21. So here we go. Ephesians 3 right here. It says, Ephesians 3, just hang on with me a minute, starting at verse 17 through 21. And we're talking about the Jesus box today. And it says that Christ may dwell in your heart by faith, that you be rooted and grounded in love. Well, we got to be rooted and grounded in love. Not that foolishness, not fake love, but real love. May be able to comprehend, understand with all the saints what is the breadth, the length, the depth, and the height, and to know the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. Now unto him that is able, there you go to Jesus' box, he's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Where the power comes from? God. Last scripture. Unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen. So the Jesus box, that's what we're talking about today. We ain't in the family box no more, the job box, the neighbor box, the friend box. You know, we got to think on these things, those true things. And how are we going to find them? Being in the Jesus box? Uh-uh. We can't have the fake life no more because God's going to put his finger on it. All right. So the Bible says in the Jesus box, wise thoughts. So wise thoughts include Psalm 48 and verse 9. These are wise thoughts. We have thought on thy loving kindness. You know God not mean. He not mean at all. You may try to kick the cat, get the dog out, holler at him, scream at him. But God is a loving. We have thought on the loving kindness, O God, in the midst of thy temple. Now, I don't know about you, but I don't want God even fussing at me. I want to do what he tell me to do. Stay on the right path. Do what he tell me. And think on these things. His thought of loving kindness. Yes, he's kind. He's not like human beings. Some human beings is madder than a mad, what they used to say, a dog or something. I don't know, but whatever it is. He is loving and kind. Now, he will correct us. Oh, yeah. Don't you think he won't? But it's a reason for his correct. You correct your children because you want them to, you know, not to get hurt. You want them to stay on the path. You said, now listen, I sent you to school, but you went off play hooky. You went over here. No, you got to stay on the path where God tells you. All right. The thoughts of the righteous are right, and the counsel of the wicked are deceitful. Those are in the Jesus box, righteous thoughts. You know how we think, right? When your mind starts going to left field, you say, oh, let me get the word right now. Read the word. Fill my mind with the word of God so I can get rid of all these evil, wicked thoughts. So you got to keep filling your mind up. You know, like you fill your car up with gas. Yeah, or you fill your washing machine up to cleanse the clothes with water. We got to keep filling up on the word of God every day. The Jesus box includes loving kindness. Psalm 17:7, show thy marvelous loving kindness, O thou that savest by thy right hand. How does God say? With his right hand, his holy right hand, them which put their trust in thee from those that rise up against thee. Oh, my God. We don't want to rise up against God or any of his children. No, we want to be wise. All right, the Jesus box also includes a good report. We ain't going to report. You say, oh, you know what? They say a hurricane coming to Jacksonville. What are we going to do? Bend the knee. Bend the knee. That's what we're going to do. We're going to bend the knee. That's what we're going to do. So I thank God every day. Every day. Can y'all hear me right now? Hello?
Yes.
Hello? Oh, okay.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Thank you. All right, somebody was ringing my phone. I just want to make sure y'all could hear me. So Jesus' box includes a good report. We must be very careful what we allow in our eye gates, ear gates, on a daily basis. And sometimes we put a lot of junk in our eye gates. We turn on the TV and all they're talking about is bad news. This one got killed. This one got shot. This one got kidnapped. This one, this tornado over here, the war over there. But we got to keep our eye gate and our ear gate full of the word. Play the word. And then sometimes we got to just shut everything down and listen to God. Sometimes I have the music playing, you know, so gospel songs, or I'm on the word playing. Sometimes I don't let God's voice in because I got too much going on. Sometimes he said, be still and know that I'm God. So a diet of negativity can cause us to have anxiety. I'm telling you, when people told me about Hurricane Katrina, you know, I'm like, what? What? Hurricane what? I didn't even know what it was. But, you know, you begin to get anxiety. You begin to worry. You begin to get nervous. You begin to get uneasy. You begin to get apprehensive. You begin to have stress and tension. But the Jesus box includes good news. We can't be thinking about all that stuff. All that stuff that they're reporting on the news. And even on my phone, I'm listening to praise music. All of a sudden, something come on and say, well, if you got this symptom, you got that symptom, you probably got this disease. Oh, that's crap. I rebuke it. No. No, I don't have none of that because God said I'm already healed by a stripe. You go to I went to a doctor years ago, and she tried to tell me I could have cancer. And she didn't even do not one test. I'm like, that was the last day I went to her. I said, oh, no, you are not putting that on me, ma'am. That was about 15 years ago. I ain't even talk to her no more. I'm like, what are you talking about? God said, I'm already here. I ain't going to see no more hear that stuff. Many of us worry about our health. We think the medical doctor has the answer. But that's called the box of the doctor box. We got to hear the great physician. We have to replace the great physician. Many of us have replaced the great physician with the medical doctor. But we got to reverse that. We got to start calling on the great physician, the I Am, Jehovah Rapha, the healer. We refuse to discipline ourselves, to eat healthy, to cook healthy, to get exercise, to get fresh air. Do you know, it took me a few years, but I realized I'm responsible for my own health. Not the doctor. I'm responsible for my own health. But I give that to God. I said, Lord, I got a pain. And you said that I'm healed by your stripes. So I know the pain going to go. And, you know, we quick to go to the doctor all the time. We live in the doctor's office. Every week we're in there. Every other week we're in there. Once a month we're in there. And has it done any good? No. It's just like the, you know, it's a vicious cycle. Every week we go, every month we go, and we get medicine. And we go like, well, how'd that do? No, that didn't do. Then we get some more. Sanity is doing the same thing over and over and get the same results. Do we get healed from going to the medical doctor? No. Do we get healed from going to Jesus? Yes. So we got to think in the Jesus box. When the doctors give you a report, it's up to you to consult the Almighty, the I Am, which means we got to read in the Old Testament. We got to read. And, you know, he has many names, and many names gets many results. He's Jehovah Elohim, a powerful God. It's nothing he can't do, but, you know, we want instant relief, you know, instant relief. We want instant food, McDonald's, Burger King, do it our way, and it's killing us. It's causing our ankles to swell, our knees to get stiff, all of that junk food. He says, I'm Adonai, the Lord thy God. He said, I'm Jehovah El Elyon, the Most High God. I'm not one of them little gods, you know, made of, you know, them, whatever they make them little gods out of. I don't know, wood or whatever. He said, I'm El Shaddai. I'm Almighty. I can do whatever you need. He said, I'm Yahweh, Israel's covenant God. He said, I'm Jehovah Jireh, the one that provides for you whatever you need. I'm here to provide it for you. You need strength, I can give it to you. You need help, I can give it to you. But you got to get yourself out the way. You got to get, you know, in the Jesus box. Try to understand what I'm telling, what Jesus is telling us. He's the provider, Jehovah Jireh, mighty provider. He's the Lord that heals, Jehovah Rapha. He is Jehovah Nisi, the banner over us. He loves us so much. Jehovah Mekamdesh, the one who sanctifies. He's Jehovah Shalom. You need peace in your house, peace in your neighborhood, peace in your city, your state. Call on him, Jehovah Shalom. He's Jehovah Tzidkenu, a righteous God. You want to know what how to do right things? Call on him. Jehovah Roha, he's our shepherd. Jehovah Shema, he is there. He's all over. He's everywhere. Call on him. He's available. Look, you know he don't go to sleep. He don't slumber. He does not even, he did rest after he made the whole world, but now he's alert and waiting for you to call on him. God has everything we need. God has everything. I don't mean something. He has everything, not something, everything we need. Not just some things. Now, I'm telling you, if you need something, call on him. He's going to furnish it. And guess what? Be available to be used of God. He uses human beings to help other people. Yes, he does. Wear his hands, his feet, and his mouthpiece. So make sure you speak in the right words that's from God, not out your own mind. Because we could do that too. I've done it many times. So Isaiah 53, verses 1 through 5 says, who has believed our report? To whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? But he shall grow up before him a tender plant and as a root out of a dry ground. He has no form of comeliness. And when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. Him rejected of men. Does it sound like he talking about you? Yes, yeah, sometimes we go through these same things Jesus went through. A man of sorrows and acquainted with grief, as we hid, and we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he has borne our grief and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. Last verse. But he was wounded. Listen to this. Listen carefully. He was wounded for our transgression, bruised for our iniquity. Chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes we are healed. Revelation, with his stripes we are healed. What is the law of consequences? There are consequences when we do wrong. This is in the Jesus box, consequences. You know, like you tell your child, be home by 5 o'clock or you can't ride your bicycle tomorrow. That's the consequence. So the law of consequences, Galatians 6:7. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, that will he reap also. Our decisions determine the kind of harvest we will reap. Our decisions determine consequences, our rewards, or rewards that we receive. Don't be misled. No one makes a fool of God. Person plants, he will harvest. The person who plants selfishness, ignoring the needs of others, ignoring God, what's he going to get? Selfishness. All right. I'm going to read Galatians chapter 6, verses 7 through 9. I thank God for the readers we had on here earlier. So this is in Galatians chapter 6.
I didn't read mine.
Huh?
I didn't read the scripture you told me to read.
I'm sorry, Esther. Would you read it? I apologize. I overlooked it. Go ahead.
Okay, read Philippians chapter 4, verse 8. And it says, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things.
Amen. She talked about the Jesus box. That's what's in this box. Everything she read is in the Jesus box. Thank you so much, Esther, for reminding me. Forgive me for the oversight. All right. So Galatians chapter 6, 7 through 9 says, be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. He that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap everlasting life. And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. Amen, amen. So I thank God for his word, because you know what? God know what he's doing now. We may not understand, but his thoughts are higher, his ways are higher than ours. So sometimes we don't understand, but we still have to obey, whether we understand or not. Whatever God tells you, he may wake you up in the middle of the night and tell you to pray for 10 people. He may not even give you their names, or he may give you their names, but you got to pray. So thank you so much for reading for me. Isaiah 55, verse 8. And 9 says, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts higher than your thoughts. So, you know, Esther just read what we got to think on. Think on those things that are pure, honest, lovely, good report, all those things. Philippians 4, 8. So even when we don't understand, we must trust God, and we have to obey him no matter what. We still got to obey him. We got to obey the word, and he gives us, sometimes he speaks directly to us. So it is prayer time on midweek Bible study time. So I thank God for Michelin is on here, baby Chloe's mother. Thank God for her. She's probably working today. We thank God for her coming on. So I'm going to ask Sister Lanny if you could pray for the future lives of our babies. Good success,
yes, ma'am.
Baby Chloe, baby Zoe, baby Revere, and baby Kevin.
Amen. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for your patience with us. Thank you for your love with us. Thank you for this moment, this time. To just be reminded how God you are. We have a future now because you blessed us and extended us life, and we're so thankful. And we pray that same prayer for our young children, God, that you will preserve them, protect them, provide for them, produce in them, so that they can have longevity to do much for the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. We plead the blood of Jesus over them, Father, that be protected from the enemy when he come with thoughts that you didn't send, when he come with words that you didn't say, that the Holy Spirit will be working in them because they have given their lives to you. We pray, God, if they're going to have a future, if they're going to be purpose, if they're going to know why they were born, they'll have to know you. So, God, I pray for their salvation right now in the name of Jesus. That salvation will come. They will receive this great salvation and make themselves a candidate to be a student of the Holy Spirit so they can know to become a student of the Word of God. And as they study the Word,
as they know the word, then they can stand on the word. As they go through the life processes, the good, the bad, the indifferent, they will always rely on you, not on their own strength, not on their own ability, but the power of you in them, that measure of faith you put into every man. We pray, God, you'll strengthen that, protect it. In Jesus' name, we pray, God, that you will release a legion of protection. If it takes a legion of angels, the blood of Jesus, the name of Jesus, hallelujah. God, we pray for all the resources of heaven to become their source, that they will have a future. Thank you for Jeremiah 29:11, where you said that you already know the thoughts, and it's to give a beautiful future and expect it in. Only you can do that. So we pray, God, that persons, places, and things are getting in line right now, that the children will be aligned with blessings that will help them, escort them to your design for their lives. There'll be purpose for you. It's in the name of Jesus we pray. We bind every attack of the enemy. We pray, Father, that you will expose it so they can recognize deceit. They can recognize your voice and make the right choices when they're challenged. It's in the name of Jesus we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. Sister Marion from Jacksonville, would you pray for the senior citizens? Now, I'm going to name them. You don't have to remember their names, but I just want to call their names. And Glory Dean, she's out of the hospital. Rose Harbor, Dr. June Paul. Vivian is not sick. She's on a missionary trip in India. Mother Ludell, who's been coming on the radio. Usually she come on a Saturday when we had the Saturday program. February 10th, in 9 days, she'll be 101 years young. And Mother Snee, Joyce Sim, Minister Annette Daniel and her husband, Nora and Charlie Green, Christina Campbell, and all of us are included that are senior citizens on here. I think all of us except Michelin is a senior citizen, but she headed there. So in a few years, she got to be there. So, all right, Sister Marion, go ahead.
Heavenly Father, I come to you to bless your holy name, Lord God, because you're so worthy to be praised. I praise your holy name, Lord God. I lift you up right now in the name of your son, Jesus. I pray right now and bring the senior citizens before you right now, Lord God. You know all of them by name and by number. You know what all of them come in need of right now, Lord God. In the name of your son, Jesus, I'm asking for all of their needs to be met right now, Lord God, whether it's health, finances, or mental right now, Lord God. I pray and ask that all of their needs be set free for them right now, Lord God. Prepare them right now, Lord God, a path of righteousness right now, Lord God. I pray for grace and mercy upon them, Lord God. I pray that you have allowed them to live to be the age that they are right now, Lord God. If you can live to be 100 and something, there's plenty of grace and mercy in that right now, Lord God. If you can live to become a senior citizen right now, that's grace and mercy and favor right now, Lord God, because now all the young people are getting murdered and killed and committing suicide. But you have kept us right now, Lord God, to reach the senior citizen age right now, Lord God. And I'm praying for an anointing over all of us right now, Lord God. We need your healing anointing right now, Lord God. We need your strength right now, your grace and your mercy and your favor upon us right now, Lord God. Cover us all with your blood right now, Lord God, from all hurt, harm, and danger, Lord God, enemy and disease right now, Lord God. Protect us right now, Lord God. Keep us, strengthen us where we weak and build us up where we torn down right now, Lord God. You know we come in need of, Lord God. Just continue to bless, and continue to lift us up right now, Lord God. Let us continue to trust in you, Lord God. Trust only in you and your word right now, Lord God. You have the answer for everything that concerns us right now. And I pray that all the senior citizen needs be met right now in the name of Jesus, and continue to watch over us right now, Lord God. These prayers and blessings I ask in no other name but your son Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much. Well, Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for Julia. I thank you for Esther. I thank you for Mary Nichols. I thank you for Sister Lane, Sister Marion, Micheline, Aida, Caleb, and Ossie. I thank you for everyone who's on, everyone who came on today. Bless us and our families like never before. Meet every need in our households, oh God. We depended upon you, Jehovah Shalom. Make up peace within us, peace around us. In the name of Jesus, you are Jehovah Rapha, a mighty healer, a mighty physician. Help us to trust in you, oh God. Oh, Father, we are part of the Jesus box, and we believe in you, oh God. In the name of Jesus, help us, oh God, in the name of Jesus, to keep our eyes fixed on you. In the name of Jesus, you are the Most High God, Jehovah El Elyon. We are putting our trust in you. You are Adonai, our Lord, our Savior, our King, the Prince of Peace, the mighty God are you. You are holy. You are most powerful God, Jehovah Elohim. We're trusting in you like never before. We thank you, Lord God, for all of our families being needs being met. We thank you that we walk in the blessings of Abraham, oh God. In the name of Jesus, and Father, just in case we sin, or our children, or our grandchildren, or our family, we ask forgiveness, oh God, for presumptuous sins, oh God, for any kind of sins we may have committed against you, for God forbid any abominations, any iniquities, forgive us, create in us a clean heart, oh God, walk with us, talk with us, be a lamp and a light to our pathway, let every word that come out of our mouth be acceptable to you, oh Lord, you are our strength and our redeemer, and so Father, today, we thank you for what you're doing in us, what you're going to do, we bless your name, we honor you, you are the King of Kings. You are the Almighty Father. You are the Lord God Almighty. You are the one that we need. We cannot make it without you, oh God. We need you in the morning, the afternoon, and at night. So, Father, we thank you that surely goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we will dwell in your house forever and ever and ever. Amen. Amen. Anybody got anything they want to say, add? Tell us, share with us real quick. We got about a minute or two.
Sister Marion.
Okay.
I just want everybody on the prayer line, I want you guys to pray for our young people because the devil is so busy turning them away from God. I just hope that, you know, we can pray for them, bind that spirit of suicide away from them. Bind that spirit, because most of them are seeing that as a way out, but that's not the way out. The way out is through God. So I just want all of us on the prayer line just to remember our youth and just pray for our youth and our millennials, because they are letting the devil take over their lives, and we need them because they are the future generation. We're not going to be here forever. We've lived our lives, and they are supposed to step in and take over. So I'm just praying that everybody on the prayer line, just remember in your prayers to pray for our youth and our young people. Thank you.
Thank you, Sister Mary. And we invite you to come on Tuesday. We gather together every Tuesday at 5 o'clock our time, 4 o'clock Central Standard. And we pray for the children of the world. And every day I'm praying for the children also. So we thank you for that encouragement that we will pray every day. But on Tuesdays, we come together as a unified force against the devil to pray for our children. So that's one of the targets that we hit, that they would not take their lives. And, you know, parents don't realize this, but there are subliminal messages on cell phones, on iPads, on TV that's telling them, kill yourself. We wonder why they're killing themselves. They don't even know, because there's subliminal messages. It's in such a... It's on a frequency that you can't hear with the ear, but it's getting into our spirit. Even when we look at TV, look at the news, it's subliminal messages coming into us even. So because we have the mind of Christ, we can deal with it, but our children can't deal with it. So Sister Mary, while you're on here, can you say a prayer for the children of the world?
Sister G, you said me or Sister Mary?
You.
Okay. All right. Heavenly Father, I come before you right now, Lord God. I come before you with a need right now, Lord God, asking and praying that you cover our young people right now, Lord God. Cover them with your blood right now, Lord God. It's so many young people that are getting murdered right now. So many young people that are committing crimes right now, Lord God, and going to jail for the rest of their lives. There are so many young people that want to give up their lives because they don't know you, God. They don't know that you are the way out, that you are the answer right now, Lord God. And I bring them before you right now, and I bind that spirit of suicide. I bind it to hell right now. Loose a godly spirit right now in all of them right now, Lord God. I'm praying right now, Lord God, because it is personally affecting me, Lord God. And I want our young people to know, don't give up on God. Don't give up on God. God is the answer to everything. Don't give up on God. And this is my prayer right now, that our young people will look to the hills from which cometh their help, and just pray and talk to God. Tell him what you need him to do in your life. If you need him to strengthen you where you're weak, then ask him that. Ask him to lead and guide you in the path of righteousness instead of listening to the devil telling you to kill yourself or you are worth nothing. All of our young people have a purpose in life. They just have to walk in their purpose and let God lead them. This is my prayer right now today. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Thanks for that powerful prayer. I have a testimony. Last Thursday, I was coming home and I had some 24 cases of two 24 cases of water in my car. And they were kind of heavy. And I saw these two boys on a bicycle. I said, hey, come here, y'all. I said, can y'all help me bring this water in? I have a little, you know, a couple of dollars for y'all. So they did. They brought the water in. And I gave them a couple of dollars. And I think I prayed for them. Yeah, I prayed for them. And they went on. I don't know them from anybody. So Sunday, I came home from church. And I saw five of them out there. And I said, hey, how y'all doing? And they ran over here. They ran. I said, y'all sit on the porch. I got some snacks for y'all. So I had gotten these little chips and things, and they wiped the table off for me, and I gave them little chips to eat. And then I said, let me pray for y'all. I prayed for them by the Spirit of God. God was right in their stuff they're going through. Some of them rebellious, and they go like, why she know that? How she know? Boy, I mean, God was right on their story that day. And afterwards, I said, how many of you have a Bible? And only one of them said, I got one. We got two at our house. I went in the house, and I got some Bibles that I had. And I said, they were just alive. I said, let me tell me your name. And I wrote each one of their names in the Bible. I said, now turn to the table of contents. We turned. I showed them where it was. They found it. And we did. The five books of the law are Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. And then we went over it again and again. I said, now, who could tell me by heart? So it was one or two told me. I said, you all are such a great blessing. You all are so brilliant. And I prayed over them, and I think of them, and I pray about them. And I said, Lord, I don't know their parents. I don't even know where they live, but you know them. They are hungering and thirsting for you. They are leaders, future apostles and prophets and pastors and missionaries and teachers and, you know, whatever God has called them to be. They have, they are little leaders in this neighborhood. So when I see them again, I told them, don't ring my bell, but I gave them all my phone number with the Bible. And I said, now here, these are the scriptures you read in the Bible. And I wrote down scriptures for them to read. Psalm 23, Psalm 35, 37, 91, and 109. I said, read these scriptures in the Bible. And I said, this is going to help you get smarter in school. So anyway, I hope I see them again soon. So, y'all keep praying. I don't even remember their names right now, but they have my name and my phone number, so if they need me, they'll call me. So I thank God that I was able to stop them and that the Spirit of the Lord had me call them and pray for them and teach them the word. So thank God for them. Anybody else? Quick testimony. Well, I thank God for you all, Father. Sister Mary from Oklahoma, can you do a closing prayer for us?
Yes. Oh, dear Heavenly Father, we just praise you. We praise you, Lord. Thank you for your many, many, many blessings, and that we have had this time to be together to hear your word, participate. Lord, you are just amazing, so good. And I just thank you, Lord, that we can come to you and be in your presence and to learn. And Lord, help us to love you more, and to hear your voice. And we just thank you, Lord, that we have been together this afternoon, and ask you, Lord, to be with all of the callers. And Sister G, we praise you, Father, for her and the work that she does and all that you've brought. And I just ask that as we continue through our day and through the week and until the next time that we're together, that, Lord, you will be first in our lives, and that we would be used according to your purpose and your will, Lord, to spread the gospel and spread your love. We just thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I love you all so much, but you already know God loves you so very much. It's immeasurable. We can't measure his love. It's higher, oh, yeah, than the highest mountain, deepest ocean, wider than the whole world. So we thank God for you. I love y'all. Talk to y'all next Tuesday. Come on the prayer line. Pray for us with the children. And next Wednesday midweek Bible study. Love y'all. Bye-bye.
Love you.
Love you.
Love you, Christmas.